510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Sentencing has been delayed for the man convicted of attacking two pro-life protesters outside of a Baltimore Planned Parenthood center. In February, a jury found 28-year-old Patrick Bryce guilty of second-degree assault and reckless endangerment in the 2023 attacks on a 73-year-old and an 80-year-old. Bryce appeared in court for sentencing last week, but the judge has postponed that until August 7th. Bryce was also charged with first-degree assault in the incident, but the jury could not reach a verdict, and the state's attorney's office plans to retry him. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is reacting to last week's NTSB report that claimed the Maryland Transportation Authority did not perform a proper risk assessment of Baltimore's Key Bridge before it collapsed. In his first public comment since the report, Moore said there isn't a bridge in the country that could have withstood a strike from a ship the size of the Dolly, which crashed into the bridge in 2024. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
WCBM listeners, hi, it's Jim with Wallace Roofing. Wallace Roofing's been protecting Maryland homes for over 90 years. That's three generations of getting the job done right. No shortcuts, no sales gimmicks, just honest work and quality workmanship. At Wallace Roofing, we answer our phones. A real human will answer the phone and answer your questions. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's headed north yesterday, and they'll be in D.C. today to take on the Nats at 105. Roster coming into focus. Felix Bautista will be on it. Cade Povich will be on it. He'll start the home opener. But the news is not so good for Gunnar Henderson.
We're running out of games here, and the season's, like you said, a week away, so that's going to be difficult.
And in fact, they have run out of games. Gunnar will begin the season on the IL. Jackson Holliday will more than likely slide over to short. GM Mike Elias saying he hopes it's days, not weeks, for Gunner. Maryland freshman Derek Queen making Baltimore proud last night, demanding the ball with the Terps down by one. 3.6 seconds left to play. Kevin Willer takes us into the huddle.
I asked everybody, I said, who wants the ball? And he said, give me the MF ball. And I said, all right, you're getting it. And I said, don't mess around, go after it and do it. And I give him a lot of credit, man. The big dog came up and threw.
And then the result.
Maryland needs one bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman Queen, who's driving, floats it. Oh! Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Call courtesy of TBS, Queen sending Maryland to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps are on a roll. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see those showers come to an end as we move throughout the latter part of the morning, and we will head up to around 64 degrees. Now for tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low falls back to 43. Tuesday, mostly sunny, going up to 61. And we'll see maybe stray showers on Wednesday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 52 in Bel Air, 51 in Halethorpe, and 52 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
Here.
CBM Classic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Happy Monday to you. Yes. It's a new week. Brand new week. A brand new you. You can set all types of goals, you know, go to the gym. The weather's not too bad. You could go for a walk if you don't like going to the gym. I know. Look, I'm one of those people where I force myself. I really do. When I was younger, I used to love going to the gym. Then I got older. And then I was like, I hate it. I absolutely hate it, but I have to go. I have to go. But I appreciate you guys joining me here on Kim Klasick Live every weekday. And that is 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And just a little note here. We've got Andrew Langer joining you next week. He'll be in for most of the week, I think, beginning on Monday. And that's Olivia. She's getting her big trip to Disney. So we're excited about that. And so she spent the whole weekend shopping with her dad. And when I mean shopping with her dad, I tell you what, she got so much stuff. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But that always makes her happy when she has those days with daddy. So we're happy about that. But we will be gone. But Andrew Langer, I know he has many fans that listen to the show. He'll be here Monday. I believe it's Monday through Thursday, I think, is when you're going to get Andrew. So be excited about that. Also, this is a time to call in so we can have the great debate. Should the U.S. ban Big Pharma ads from television? If you haven't already, please go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll, which is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Right now, I can give you the latest numbers on the poll here. We've got 81% of you say yes, 19% say no. You know, there's a lot of people taking part in this poll today. Again, if you want to call in, let's talk about it. 410-WCBM680, that is 410-922-6680. Look, I know I always get filleted in this conversation. I know that I do. I know that I'm in the minority here. I know it. But, you know, I got to stand where I believe. And I don't know. I don't feel as though that we need to ban them. But I know there's a lot of people that says, look, that's Big Pharma money. That's how they control the media. That's how they're able to, money launder. And I get that. That's how government gets involved. I don't think we should have government-funded, you know, vaccines. I don't think there should be any vaccine mandates from the federal level, for sure. But do we need to ban Big Pharma ads? Call it and let me know. 410-WCBM680. 410-922-6680. Real quick, I got a funny text here in the text line from Robert. Robert says, hey, Kim, I think Safe Streets should be asked if they are inclusive of trans or any other LGBTQ members and if they have been integrated in their ranks and forced to hire them or accept them if they currently don't have enough. You know, Robert, that's a good question. Are there people in the LGBTQ community that are with Safe Streets? I don't know. We're going to have to ask. We're going to have to ask. Could you imagine that? I'm going to say I doubt it, but I think that's a great point there, Robert. It really is. Let's see. Marty says, we love class with Professor Langer. Yes, there's lots of people that do. He's a really great guy, by the way. Andrew, like, great on air, but great person in general. Really is. So, you know what? I also wanted to just bring this to you, too. So while you're thinking about the great debate here, I saw with the Joe Rogan podcast, there was a bombshell that was dropped by Mike Benz, and he is the founder of Foundation for Freedom Online. Now, this story is also in the Gateway Pundit, if you don't want to go through Joe Rogan's podcast, because I know those episodes can be extremely long. But if you go to the Gateway Pundit, you'll see this story. And there's actually a little clip, and I believe the clip itself is around, I want to say like 11 minutes or so, but I have a piece of that clip here for you. And this is the bombshell about Rent a Riot. Okay, so Barack Obama is involved here. USAID money is involved here. And so when we're talking about money laundering and on the federal level, I can understand how people are saying, Kim, this is why you got to ban Big Pharma ads. I hear you on this. But I also wanted to throw in the mix here this scandal that began under Barack Obama. Like I said, it's called Rent a Riot. And that's what Mike Benz and the founder of Foundation for Freedom Online is calling it. But take a listen.
The internal files explicitly said, we're going to lure them in with music, sports, and hurricane updates. You have to join. You have to join. Twitter in Cuba, if you want, you know, to be relevant in the culture and see what's trending in sports and music, if you want to be safe in your homes, if you want to know where hurricanes are going, Twitter, you know, Cuban Twitter, is the fastest place to get this. It's humanitarian work for, you know, that's we're saving lives by doing this. But the whole point is once they hit a critical mass, they would create rental riots. And they would use this the same way they used it in Egypt and Tunisia to topple those governments under the Obama administration. They would organize smart mobs, rental riots. And if you scroll down, there's some, you know, this is a fantastic article. Highly recommend. There's a lot more there. But okay, stop right there. Oh, scroll up a little bit. Okay. Documents show the U.S. government planned to build a subscriber base through non-controversial news content, news messages on soccer, music, and hurricane updates. This is in The Guardian. Later, when the network reached a critical mass, perhaps hundreds of thousands, operators would introduce political content aimed at inspiring Cubans to organize, quote, smart mobs, mass gatherings called at a moment's notice that might trigger a Cuban spring, or as one USA document put it, quote, renegotiate the balance of power between state and society.
And again, that was under President Barack Obama. Now, I'm sure it wasn't just Barack Obama that used the USAID fund and pretended to send aid overseas, but was really laundering it to trade rent-to-riots, quote unquote, instead. That, again, is being alleged by Mike Benz. But if you look at some of the reporting here, you can see where they did say they were sending money to Pakistan. And for some reason, they used Pakistan. Again, this is what it says. Dollars were concealed as humanitarian funds designated for Pakistan. But it really went to the social networking service. And the area was serviced in Cuba. Now, it was founded in 2010. It's Zunzuneo, okay? Z-U-N-Z-U-N-E-O. And it dissolved in 2012. But what they were doing, and again, they had about 60,000 users on this thing. It was kind of like Twitter. What they were doing is they were getting everybody to sign up. They're like, oh, yeah, you got to sign up. It's like Twitter, but for Cuba, right? So it's like, okay, you'll learn about all these, you know, different things. You'll be in the know, the hottest hits on, you know, whether it's Netflix, the hottest hits in music, all this stuff. And so then when they got enough people signed up, they started sending out all this other information. Like, can you believe the government is doing this? Your government is doing that. And then all of these people would then start to protest. And they would put these mobs together. And, you know, that's how they did it. And you saw something similar that happened. Because, again, that was 2010 to 2012. You saw so many things that similarly happened here in the United States. And I bring this to you because there are a lot of people now going through the USAID and, you know, some of these files. But it's very difficult as they break all this down. And this is why I think Marco Rubio at the State Department is doing a great job and the best that he can. Because would you even think to look at this money that was allocated for humanitarian aid in Pakistan? Would you think that this money actually went to some social service in Cuba? No. So it's like you got to put all these pieces together. So their task at DOGE and the task at the State Department is not an easy one. And so as they comb through all of this, they found that the USAID pumped $1.2 billion in, and we sponsor these activities and activist groups and these organizations through Facebook and, of course, through this Twitter that was not really Twitter, but Twitter in Cuba. But we also used our Twitter here as well to do the same thing. And that's how they learned to coordinate these street protests. And so when you look back at Black Lives Matter and you think about even what happened here in Baltimore in 2015, and they're burning down all of these businesses, and they're looting, and they're doing all these things. And many of us, even at the time, were pointing out a lot of the agitators and a lot of those that were here, you know, just provoking this left and right, they weren't actually from the Baltimore region. Do you remember that? Well, when everything happened after the death of Michael Brown, if you recall, and even after the death of George Floyd, there were a lot of people in those states and cities that also noted that the agitators there were not from the area. And so I think the more that they peel this back with USAID and all the money that was used, and I do believe that it was a slush fund. I do believe that there was a money laundering scheme, and not just when it comes to this scandal, but many others. I think we are going to learn really more about how the 2015 riots here in Baltimore came to be. And, of course, there was all this with Freddie Gray. But if you remember, when all of that began, I don't know if my friend Darren is still listening, but when all of that began, those that lived here, they were very upset with Stephanie Rawlings Blake, who was the mayor at the time. And then all of a sudden, the conversation started to turn. I don't know if you guys remember this, but there were people protesting in the streets saying, oh, Stephanie Rawlings Blake is doing a horrible job managing the city, blah, 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 blah. If you recall, after that, we started seeing more of these agitators from out of town. And that's when we saw all the looting and the burning of the buildings and all these other things. But the conversation that switched more to police brutality, when really it all began saying that Baltimore City wasn't being ran very well, and especially for those living in the West Baltimore region. And so even after that, this is after Stephanie Rawlings Blake said, oh, let's give the room to destroy. If you're remembering the timeline there, you had the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, along with Barack Obama, then send billions of dollars from the federal level to the Penn North Corridor. You remember that? Well, people like myself and so many others, we began asking, where did that money go? Because if you go to the Penn North Corridor today, you will see no changes. And in many parts of the area of West Baltimore, it looks worse. I mean, there's some bus lanes there for you. There are some bike lanes there for you. But that's about it. And if you're thinking about all this money that came to town, and you still have people like Doc Cheatham asking if we can somehow get some kind of grocery store or food market, I want you to really, really think about that. Billions were poured in. We were told that the community itself would be the ones to decide how that money was allocated. That never happened. They had community meetings, but that money, a lot of it was allocated to nonprofits that came to town because of the death of Freddie Gray. They got a check and then rolled out. I don't know. It's still that part saddens me. If you were watching our 2020 campaign, that was a large part of my campaign, is just the corruption that happened just in that time period alone and how devastating that was. Because there are many businesses that were burned down during those riots that have been shuttered for good. People lost their livelihoods. And I don't really think anybody has really been held accountable for all of that. And I know a lot of people brush it off because they think, oh, it's just West Baltimore. But I don't think that that's the way that we should go about it. And I think the fact that we're now dismantling USAID and we're actually getting some answers from DOGE is very hard for me to understand why anybody in Baltimore City would be against Elon Musk, DOGE, the State Department going through the billions of dollars. There's no way that you could be upset with that living in the city. Absolutely no way. Well, anyways, that story is with the Gateway Pundit. That is huge news. It did originally drop on the Joe Rogan podcast, again, by Mike Benz. I would suspect, like I said, that there's going to be more to come. Now, will it show that Barack Obama was directly involved? Possibly. But this whole rent a riot and funding this, you know, online social media platform in Cuba, saying that this money was actually going to humanitarian aid in Pakistan. I mean, just think about this. Now, of course, a lot of these documents were made classified because apparently the CIA handled a lot of what was going on with the USAID funds and even what was going on with this particular fund to Pakistan. And so when you have these documents that are considered classified, remember, that's why none of us can see any of this, right? Because they'll just say, oh, it's classified documents. But it makes me think about the classified documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago, right? I mean, think about it. If you're President Trump and you see these classified documents that shows exactly what DOGE is finding out now, I don't know. Would you put some of this aside? Would you want somebody to see this so they can blow this wide open in case you did not end up winning re-election here in the U.S.? Possibly. What was in the classified documents found in Joe Biden's garage? I hope, personally, we get to the bottom of all these things. I really do. And these are our tax dollars that are being used. Again, coming up next, should the U.S. ban Big Pharma ads? Also, Rosie O'Donnell, we can add her to the list of election deniers. I got some audio I want to play for you coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev. one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we were talking about the Rent to Riot. I know, it was a lot in a little bit of time that I dumped on you, but if you want to go to Gateway Pundit, you can. Mike Benz, again, he's the one that talked about this on Joe Rogan's podcast. And to say that there's humanitarian aid going to Pakistan, but it was actually funding the social network in Cuba. Like I said, I think we're going to see a lot of this come out now that Doge and Marco Rubio's on top of things at the State Department. And that's why, I guess that's why it's so hard for me to understand why people would be against this, right? It's like, we know that there's corruption within the government. And I want to say that it's on both sides of the aisle. I don't think it's just one side. And as a taxpayer, I want to get to the bottom of all of it. I don't care who's been implicated in it. I really don't. Same thing with the slush fund. And, you know, we found out millions of dollars was going towards settling cases with those that were victims of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct and other harassment on Capitol Hill. Why are we, the taxpayers, paying for, you know, these lawsuits and for them to be settled when we've got members of Congress that are doing things they shouldn't be doing? They shouldn't be in office, and we should not be paying for it. So, anyways, all right, we'll move on from that. Again, when it comes to the great debate, I see nobody's calling in here, but we do have people partaking in the poll. Don't forget, you can go to WCBM.com. This is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should we ban Big Pharma ads on TV? 81% of you still say yes. 19% of you still say no. All right, well, you're thinking about calling in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. While you're thinking about calling in, I did want to let you know that Rosie O'Donnell, she is on our latest list of election deniers. I'm going to put her right there with Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton. Yep, I'm going to put her right there. Take a listen.
You know, a lot of people did vote for him.
Yes.
Do you accept their right to do that and their opinion of him?
Well, I respect their right to do that. I question why the first time in American history a president has won every swing state and is also best friends and his largest donor was a man who owns and runs the internet. So I would hope that that would be investigated and that we would see whether or not it was an anomaly or something else that happened on election night in America when Kamala Harris was filling up stadiums with people who supported her, and Donald Trump was not able to do that. So it's curious to me. And as an American and a believer in democracy, I would hope that we would be able to look at all of the reasons why this happened in our country.
All right. There you have it. Rosie O'Donnell is an election denier. All right. I think it's interesting because, first and foremost, she was one of those people that was, you know, very vocal, saying, oh, the election denier is January 6th. Ah, you know. But now she's saying that she can't believe that a president won all seven swing states. How can you not believe that, Rosie? How do you not believe this? We were talking about this last week. The Democrats right now, and I wish that that she was like on some late night talk show in another country. Where did she go to again? I got to look it up. She went to Ireland. Okay, that's where she was. On some late night talk show in Ireland. But, you know, I wish that talk show host would have asked her more in regards to the Democrats and their messaging. Right? Because that's like the big question right now. Where does the Democrat Party stand? They ran on the fact that Kamala Harris was of color and a woman. That's not going to win an election right now. Okay? Because we've heard this whole thing. Like, you know, you got to have women. You got to have people of color. You got to have somebody LGBTQ community. That hasn't worked out for us. It hasn't worked out. And when you looked at Kamala Harris and you thought about the fact that she didn't really do well in any of her interviews, She did pretty well during the debate. I'll give her that. She did very decent in the debate with Trump. But other than that, it was kind of like, you know, what were they giving you? They said, it was basically going to be Joe Biden's term all over again. And at first they were talking about Bidenomics until they realized that wasn't a winning message. But it was kind of like, where were they going with all of this? And I think that's what many people were thinking about. It's like, okay, I can vote for four more years of Joe Biden. Or I could go back to the President Trump years where things were a little bit cheaper and there was a little less chaos overseas, right? That's what I took from it. All right, coming up next, looks like we do have someone that wants to weigh in about the big pharma commercials that have been on television. So we'll talk about that and so much more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to halt a lower court ruling ordering the rehiring of thousands of federal workers. They were let go in firings across several agencies. In today's emergency appeal, the administration argues the judge did not have the authority to order some 16,000 probationary employees to be brought back. While insisting the Trump administration will not defy a judge's order on deportation flights, Trump Border Czar Tom Homan says his team is committed to making America safe again. U.S. and Russian negotiators are meeting in Saudi Arabia. They're discussing a proposed partial ceasefire for Ukraine. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 536 points, gain of more than 1%. The Nasdaq trading 375 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
23 years ago, it was Baltimore's own Juan Dixon leading the Terps to the NCAA basketball championship. Dixon played for Mark Amatucci at Calvert Hall. Yesterday, it was another Baltimore great that kept Maryland's hoop dreams alive.
Maryland needs one bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie. From the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Call courtesy of TBS. Derek Queen's runner wins it for Maryland at the buzzer 72-71, sending the Terps back out west next week to take on Florida in the Sweet 16. Caps in action Saturday in D.C., taking on the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers. It was tied at 3 as the second period began, but not for long.
Wilson right off the jump, steps in, backhand, he scores! 7 seconds in, the scoring deluge continues.
Joe B with the call on Monumental. What a season for Tom Wilson. Goal number 31, and Ovi had a pair of assists. As the Caps roll 6-3, their fourth win in a row, padding their league-leading total to 102 points. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's break camp and head to the nation's capital. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Those showers will be coming to an end as we move through the latter part of the morning. We will get up into the mid-60s today, and those southwest winds may get up to around 20 miles per hour or a little higher. And then tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low falls back to 43. Tuesday, mostly sunny, headed up to 61 for that afternoon high. Could see some scattered showers late Tuesday night. Wednesday, maybe stray showers into the early part of the afternoon. Partly sunny, high 54. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Again, the big question of the day, should the U.S. ban pharma ads on TV? And there are large groups saying yes because the ban on cigarette ads and that big pharma is usually up to no good, which I agree with. I agree that big pharma is up to no good. That was also the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Again, 81% of you say yes, ban those ads. 19% of you say no, do not ban them. And I've got Rachel in Lithica. Rachel, what say you?
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
So I am currently battling cancer, right? So my doctor gave me, you know, some websites to go to for support groups.
Okay.
However, with that being said, now my algorithm has been completely hijacked by these pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, it's just like, I don't know, I want to look up, like, dogs or something, and all that comes up are these, like, cancer meds and this, that, and the other.
Oh,
and right now there is an eye medicine commercial that's running, and it's to the tune of Lowrider, and that commercial makes me go out of my mind.
Oh, wow. I can imagine. Well, first of all, Rachel, I'm so sorry to hear that you're dealing with cancer. Definitely heartbreaking, and I can understand how you do not want to be bombarded with those ads while trying to get through such a hard time. I could see that for sure.
Yeah, and then the other thing too, which I find like super annoying, is that when it comes to natural supplements, you know, fish oil, your vitamin C, and that sort of thing, because they aren't quote unquote FDA approved, you know, most doctors, you can't even discuss natural supplements with them. They poo-poo it. But it's okay for there to be a 30 to 60 second spot at the end of a pharmaceutical commercial that goes over all the side effects. And my favorite is to include death.
Yeah, yeah. That, and that a lot of them do say that as well, which is crazy. It is crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So you're on the side, say, just go ahead and ban them.
Yeah, or change, you know, it maybe in print, you know, but as far as the ads on TV and such and on the radio, yeah, get rid of them. As yeah. Trump would say, get them out.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, thank you so much, and I appreciate you calling in. You're with 81% right now, and that took the poll on WCBM.com. I'm in the minority here, but it sounds like a lot of people agree with you, and God, honestly, speedy recovery to you and everything that you're dealing with as well.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great week. Thank you so much, Rachel, for weighing in. And I can see how getting bombarded with that is awful, especially with what she's dealing with. So that's another one that, you know what, I didn't even mention yet. That's another one where, again, I am in the minority, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I have a text here from, let's see, Elias, is that how you say it? I'm a big fan, but I disagree with you about West Baltimore. I found and purchased a cute townhouse on a family-friendly street in zip code 21229. Some neighborhoods are bad, but a lot have been renovated. I don't know much about the local schools just yet. You know what? I'll be more specific with this. I'll be more specific. When I'm talking about what happened, I'm thinking more 21217 and what's around 21217. Okay, because I'm thinking about the center of which all hell broke loose, right? Where we allowed kids' room to destroy, where you saw, you know, a senior center on fire, pharmacies being looted and destroyed. That's where that CVS pharmacy was right there. It was still there. They rebuilt at Penn North. And I just, you know, I look at that situation when you had billions of dollars coming in, and really not a ton to show for it. But I will say, yes, we have a friend named Caroline who listens to the show. She's renovating homes in West Baltimore. There are a lot of people renovating in West Baltimore. And I hope that one day it is beautiful and those homes are not vacant and many people are moving in and they actually do something with the schools there. But when you're thinking about the amount of money that came in for Penn North and the fact that 21217 hasn't seen much change except for bike lanes and bus lanes, you have to question the corruption. You really do. But I understand what you're saying there. I've got Dan in Emmitsburg. Dan, are we going to keep the farm commercials or we're going to kick them to the curb?
Hey, Kim, you know, this is one up. And, you know, I don't know if my opinion was as well thought out as yours because, you know, you said you pretty much came into it because you wanted to. You heard an ad, thought, let me check out check this out. Maybe I need to get on this. I'm almost just, number one, they're annoying, which that's not a good argument, but I don't watch a lot of network television, but when I do, 90% of the commercials seem to be pharmaceutical ads. But somebody said earlier, somebody I think texted in earlier, that it's not something you can personally go buy, and I think that's something that's the most frustrating thing about it. You can't they're advertising to consumers who can't access the product.
Right.
You need a prescription to get it.
Right.
So I don't understand how they should be given the authority to go out on the airwaves or on the television, you know, on the television screen, say, hey, we've got this thing. Go talk to your doctor who's making money off it.
Right.
So then they can then also send us a bill so that we can get some money from it. And just ultimately, it does. It seems like, I mean, I've after COVID, I don't trust many doctors. I know I should probably go see one, but I really don't feel like I should because they're probably just putting me on a bunch of meds.
Yeah.
And do I trust that the side effects are going to get me or not? Ultimately, it just seems like it's a bunch of fear-mongering, usually for older Americans, because the only people who still have cable television who are consuming these ads on a regular are older Americans.
Yeah, yeah. No, Dan, a lot of people feel the same way that you do. And it is a way for them to make a ton of money. And like you said, you can't personally go out and purchase the drug, which is a lot of people and what they're saying. And I think, you know what, saying that the ads are annoying, I think that's okay to say. I think it's a decent argument. I do. Well, Dan, thank you so much for... go ahead.
I work in insurance. I know a ton of insurance ads are annoying, too. But some of them are good. But at least a lot of those are clever. These ones are just people living their best lives, actors living their best lives, to show you how your life might be able to be if you buy our product that's been maybe tested enough that it won't kill you.
Yeah, yeah. No, trust me, I get it. I get it. It's kind of like the campaign ads. And I'm someone that ran for office. You know, there's a lot of them that are bad and complete lies. And so we know. We know. Thank you, Dan, so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week. I've got my friend John in Glen Arm. John, you wanted to weigh in on the debate?
Yeah, Kim, hey, I'm all for free speech, and if that includes the pharma company, buying ads, that's up to them. That's their business. And then everybody who's sitting behind their smart TVs, I'm all for the ads, but you should be able to buy or subscribe to an ad blocker on your smart television.
Yeah,
That would make the playing field, fair.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is true. And right now you don't have that.
Yeah, our phones have, the savvy kids, they got their Androids, they got the ad blocker on there. They don't see any ads. The computer, you can set it up. Again, the smart kids can do it. I think what we have is a lot of dumb people sitting in front of smart televisions.
Yeah. I would say that is obviously a case that we have here in America, John. I agree with you. So thank you. So you're kind of on the side of no here. You're not too.
I'm a no, but I also I also know how to change a channel. And,
right.
And I often won't go back to that channel for a long time. Now
because I see an ad that you don't.
The ones I really like are the HIV prep drugs. That we pay for as taxpayers so that people can have any kind of sexual organ use disorder and we'll protect them.
Yeah.
So those are my favorites.
Yeah. And then according to those commercials and the stars and actors in those commercials, they're living their best life. And they're doing great.
I imagine they are. They can't find enough things to put their parts into or out of. Or it's pretty ugly.
Thanks, John. I hope you have a great day. I appreciate you. I've got Linda in Baltimore. Linda, how do you feel about the big pharma ads?
I think that they need to go. They need to go back to where they came from.
Yeah.
I am, according to the last callers, the person that sits in front of the dumb person that sits behind the smart TV. I am the older person. I can tell you what. Cable television was supposed to be money paid, no commercials. Well, look what they've done to it. So now they want somebody to pay for an ad blocker so that they don't have to watch all these people march down the street or dance down the street. It's just another way for them to show, that they can go ahead. I mean, instead of advertising what the drugs might do, what the benefits are, it's showing people how to organize and how to march down the street. I don't get it. And again, the other caller was correct. You can't go out and buy this stuff. You have to get a prescription from a doctor. So let them leave their marketing to the doctors and not make the rest of us suffer.
All right. Well, guess what, Linda? You are with 81% of those that took the poll today. So a lot of people agree with you. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. See, there you have it. Like I said, I knew I was going to be in the minority today, for sure. I've got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. It's a pleasure to talk to you. It's a privilege, and I really appreciate what you try to do for the state of Maryland. My concern isn't so much with Big Pharma commercial as it is with these gambling commercials and these game commercials that they suggest that doesn't cost money. And it reminds me of the Joe Cool commercials for the cigarettes. It's just all these bright colors and pretty, candy and all these pretty people and doing all these cool things. And to me, it's just drawing in the children to start gambling, which is going to be, in my opinion, probably the next big problem in this country, if it's not already, because everything's legalized.
Yeah.
They just seem to keep pushing this gambling agenda like there's no problem. Well, and the other part of that is it's probably already a problem because of who they've appointed to oversee this Maryland Gambling Commission. That blows my mind, Tim. I, I,
Here's
a man that can't handle his own family and own personal finances. Were they going to put him in charge of the Maryland State Gambling Commission?
Yeah.
Now, all that falls back on Wes Moore again. Here's a guy who's just out for himself and his friends.
No, absolutely.
His Democrat friends, his left-wing friends. It's got to be. And the fact that he also helped fund Schiraldi's book back in the day. So they're all buddies.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere. If they do, they're all going together.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark. I mean, look, Nick Mosby is not the guy I would have appointed.
The bottom line is going on in this state right now. And as far as these people trying to, you know, handle our taxes down at the State House, I would love to see how they manage their own money because they don't seem to have a clue.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't. Mark, thank you so much. Hit the nail on the head there. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great week. And yes, Nick Mosby should not be in charge over there at the Lottery and Gaming Commission. And I will say, as far as Mark's point, it might be already a problem. I'll tell you right now, the games that I see being offered to kids, like on these tablets and stuff, a lot of them, you know, are very addictive, and a lot of them have to do with gambling. And these are marketed towards children. So, Mark, yeah, you're hitting the ball out of the park here. You're absolutely right in that concern. I've got Lisa in Nottingham. Lisa, you wanted to weigh in on the pharmaceutical ads?
I do. Thanks, Kim. I'm actually in favor of leaving them there. To me, they're an educational tool. And I say that because several years ago, I had an illness, and for some time, the doctors had a difficult time figuring out what it was. And I saw one of these commercials, went to the doctor and said, is it possible I could have this? It turned out I didn't, but at least it got my mind, it got me going to the doctor and asking if I had a particular condition because of the commercial I saw.
And that's how I ended up going to a cardiologist, Lisa, because I saw a commercial
exactly.
that I saw as well. And I guess it's twofold, and that's how I feel about it. But I can understand how some people say they're, you know, tired of being bombarded with it and then not being able to purchase it themselves. I guess I see both sides of this, but I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, but I agree with the last caller about the gaming commercials. Those have to go.
Yeah. Ban those, yeah. All right, Lisa, thank you. Thank you. Have a great week. She says, ban those. That's good. All right. I got Rick in Centerville. Rick, how do you feel about the pharmaceutical ads?
Put me on the list of they got to go.
They got to go. All right.
That said, I don't think they're really ads in the true sense of the word. Okay? What I think they are is just a way to pay off big media so that they don't do adversarial, you know, exposés on the pharmaceutical companies, all the pharmaceutical companies deserve a little bit of investigative reporting, but you'll never see it.
Yeah, because they're paying for the advertising tie, yep.
Absolutely. And, I mean, in some of these networks, by the amount of these ads, it must be 70, 80, 90% of the advertising. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
So you'll never see one of these networks, for example, interviewing JFK Jr. talking about the pharmaceutical companies, for example. You know?
Yeah. No, Rick, great point. Great point. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
Great point there from Rick. And that's why I think independent journalism is on a rise, too. Because there are independent journalists that are looking into this. So we get back, we'll continue with the calls about big pharmaceutical ads on TV. Should they stay or should they go now?
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the left. They are at war with us. They are swatting conservative hosts. Joe Pags has been swatted, so they want to have somebody in the conservative blogosphere murdered, and then they're also burning down the country. This time, instead of doing it all in the summer of 2020 like they did, they're going to try and do this for 4 years.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. We're talking about big pharmaceutical ads on television. Should they stay? Should they go? Dave in the text line agrees with our last caller, Rick, there. He says the TV networks take millions to run pharmaceutical commercials. Do you think they then do honest reporting on them? Absolutely not. Remember what happened during COVID. Ban those commercials now. Again, that's coming in from Dave. Dave, a lot of people feel the same way you do. I've got Gary in Kingsville. Hey, Gary.
Hey, I'm going to take a slightly different tack on this.
All right.
I'm not a big fan of banning anything that is a legal product. Sometimes it might be advisable to have some restrictions depending on the nature of the product. But I'm not for banning it. But what I am thinking would be even a better solution would be to do what used to be done when I was growing up, back in the days when network television was respected. It maybe didn't always earn that, but it was Walter Cronkite and people like that, were Huntley and Brinkley, they were considered credible sources of the news. But back in those days, the networks would not allow advertising on news.
Yeah.
As soon as advertising showed up, the news media started going downhill because they can't help but be affected by their advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
so I
could definitely see that.
Just eliminate advertising on news programs.
Yeah. Well, I could definitely see that. I mean, you would have a lot of news networks that could not pay their anchors and hosts.
They're probably getting paid too much.
Yeah, absolutely. That is true. I see some of those mansions. Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate you calling as always. Say hello to the missus for me.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you as well. I've got my friend John in Pasadena. John, how do you feel about the big pharmaceutical ads?
Tim, it's a wonderful question, but I wish you'd gone further and just said, can we ban all ads? Can Doge go in and close down Madison Avenue? What a wonderful life it would be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if you've got to put a disclaimer on an ad, it's no longer an ad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. I guess I look at it and I just say, you know what? Does that lead to a slippery slope, banning other things? I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I understand where a lot of people are saying just ban at least the pharmaceutical ads. I know you're saying banning ads altogether. But I understand where people are coming from on that, especially those that are pointing out, you know, you're not going to have a news network that's going to report on something that they're getting advertisement from. But I will say, John, honestly, here at WCBM, there are things that we talk about, even though you'll hear some of their advertisements on here.
Well, I understand commercial enterprises. I just wish it wasn't quite so centered on the commercial.
Yeah.
And, you're right on some cases, but other cases I see that all of the people on any radio station, television station, they remind me of politicians. They're going where their money, they're supporting where their money is coming from, not people listening.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. John, thank you so much. I appreciate you weighing in today. Hope you have a great week. Priscilla in the text line says, good morning, Cam. Yes, block the ads, especially when you have an obese woman dancing around about diabetes medication. As we know, being overweight can lead to diabetes. Therefore, that ad makes no sense. Priscilla, I think a lot of people feel the same way that you do. Real quick before we go today, do I have time to play the Jamal Bowman clip? Jamal Bowman is actually being sued by Elon Musk. Remember, he was the congressman from New York. Take a listen.
That's not true. And this shows, again, the American people do not trust Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is incompetent in his position. And how do we know? Because they fired tens of thousands of people. It was challenged in court. The court said the people have to go back, and now the people are coming back. He's incompetent. He's a thief. He's a Nazi. And people don't trust him. Period.
All right. And that was former Representative Jamal Bowman. Remember he pulled the fire alarm on Capitol Hill? Well, apparently he is very upset about Elon Musk, as you heard there. But that clip is the reason that Elon Musk has taken him to court. He has filed a lawsuit saying that those comments obviously were incorrect. And I think, you know, nowadays, can you just stop calling people Nazis that are not Nazis? I mean, it's I mean, why do we continue to use that word? I guess it's the new, like, oh, he's a racist, or the new, oh, he's a white supremacist. That one we heard a lot of. Now it's Nazi. Now you're a Nazi, you know. So anyways, I appreciate the fact that Elon Musk is fighting back, because I hear a lot of things about him, obviously, that should not be said. And so hopefully this teaches people a lesson. Tomorrow we have lots to talk about. We didn't even get to talk about everything I wanted to talk about today. But tomorrow we'll continue the conversation. And hopefully when I leave the studio, it's somewhat warm. I hope that it is, but if not, it is what it is. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. And to all of you, thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m. But don't forget, that question of the day is still there. Should Big Farm ads be on TV? You can still partake in that poll at WCBM.com.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions.